3-year-old Somalia Monet Daniels.
Casey LaVon Young, 44.
Melissa Love, 24.
Anya Smith, 16.
Precious Branson, 17.
Sierra Chapman, 30.
Devin Sequoia Cooper, then 33.
Raja Adriana McQueen, then 27.
Donita Wilkinson, then 44.
Alexis Patterson, a 7-year-old in 2002.
Tianda and Diamond Bradley, 2001, then ages 10 and 3.
The names that we are bringing to you on this episode are all women of color, Black women, African American women that are missing or went missing in our country. These are all missing women. I think it would be important to highlight some of the statistics on missing African American women in this country before we go full on into this episode. So according to the NAACP, there's an article about missing African American women and children in the United States. I believe that these numbers may be from 2012. So actually, no, not from 2012, but according to A, so I'm sure there's updated numbers, but according to the statistics from back then, despite representing 12.85% of the population, Black Americans account for nearly 226,000, or 34% of all missing persons reported in that year of 2012. According to the FBI's National Crime Information Center, the comparison with other groups is unfavorable. White and Hispanics are a combined 80% of the population, but account for 60% of missing people. And when you start breaking it down by age, the Black and Missing Foundation reports that 37% of missing minors and 28.2% of missing adults in 2013 were Black. I know we need to find an updated article about that, because I'm sure the numbers have changed. And I know when we first started researching this episode, the numbers were similar, if not increased, in 2021. I'll try to find that and maybe add it as a note after the episode. But we want to highlight our reasoning for speaking on this topic, because I feel that there's not enough attention paid to Black women who go missing in America. Not to take away from any other race or culture, but we represent such a small percentage of the population overall that the numbers are higher because we are of the smaller number in population. So when you hear 34% of the smaller number of population, that's a really big number. So we wanted to highlight some of the people who are still missing in America before we get into this topic, because
take a minute.
Sit with it, right?
Right.
And when you sit with it, it's like, wow, that's really striking.
Right. Right. And it kind of makes me mad.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get to that, right?
I had to sit back and like,
right.
Right. Because over the course of the last 2 weeks, Janine and I have been discussing Carly Russell. That's what everyone knows her as currently. Carlethea Russell recently, within the last 2 weeks, there was a nationwide outcry when she went missing And unfortunately, we waited to start recording this episode because there was things that just weren't adding up. And mm-hmm. as things are starting to come out, it's quite possible, allegedly, that although she claimed to have been kidnapped, after seeing a baby on the side of the road, this is allegedly, and this is what she's claiming, there's a baby on the side of the road, and she claims to pull over, and suddenly she disappears. 48 hours later, she reappears at her parents' home, claiming that she had been kidnapped. But now that between the local police, it's the Hoover Police Department, FBI, CIA, everyone, putting all their efforts into finding this woman, there's things that are coming out that seemingly or making it seem as if this was a hoax.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I came to you about it. Do you remember mm-hmm. when I was like, hey, you know, are we gonna go ahead and jump on this young lady that's missing? And I remember I was blown away because you was like, well, she's home. So I think we should wade into some more research. And I was like, wait, she's home? I'm sorry. Like, it's not even funny, but I remember I was like, wait, what? And then I went and did the search and then I was like, oh wow, she's home.
Yeah.
And I think both of us, even though maybe we didn't express that to each other until after, was like, now, what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I remember saying, I was like, wait, let's just wait on this because I don't know what was telling me. Like, hey, maybe we should wait. But remember I said, wait, she's home? Is this a hoax? And then I felt like an asshole, mm-hmm. right? I was like, man, Tanya, when did you become so jaded that you just,
life.
This don't sound right. But the fact that she was home so quickly, but then I felt like a jerk. I was like, oh man, I want to be one of those women, but one of those people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But.
I definitely feel like I was there with you, even though I might not have said it. And like I said, we talked about that later. Like, I was thinking it too. I was like, wait a minute, you're home? And you want to, in all situations like that, I was kind of feeling like you was feeling too. Well, like, you know, well, let's hear what the whole story is. Because remember, I think we were both really skeptical. I feel like we were definitely skeptical. I think like so many people were skeptical, right?
Oh, for sure.
But I know that you definitely were like, let's wait because we're both skeptical and we might both be skeptical because our view of life definitely plays in a part on how we look at things, right? And then because you had said that there wasn't there an article from her boyfriend where he was like, she was fighting for her life?
Yes. So.
And so I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe I really am looking at this wrong. But then carry on, sis. Go right ahead.
And then her parents, right?
Right.
With Asia. Spouting the same. That same narrative of fighting for her life physically and sometimes in some instances mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
here now is it? Not adding up. And I think that's what the police feel also. You guys don't have to take it from us, but there was a whole news conference that happened on Thursday mm-hmm. where the Hoover Police Department were running through all of the facts that they discovered in searching for her. And so if y'all don't know, okay, I think the reason why this or she or her case went viral is because there was a lot of, like, it went viral on, I want to say TikTok, right? So,
First time I heard about it, yes, I did hear about it on TikTok, you know, me on TikTok. But yeah, I heard about it and I had started sharing the link because I started sharing the link because I feel like that was my contribution because a lot of times, and it hurts to say it and it's almost frightening to say it, but a lot of times when Black women go missing, I feel like it's not as in the forefront, I guess is the word that I'm looking for. I'm just trying to, you know, come up with a good terminology for what how to express myself in this moment. But a lot of times when our Black women go missing, it's not recognized. I feel like sometimes we're not made a priority. And so I was like, when I saw it, I was like, okay, so social media, I mean, it's such a good avenue and it's a free avenue at that. So it's such a good way to get stuff out. And I'm not taking anything from actual the news, but social media, in my opinion, moves a whole lot faster. And sometimes that can be a bad thing and a good thing. You know, 'cause sometimes the wrong thing can get out there and move pretty fast too.
Not two
You know.
things. Case in point.
Okay. But when I found out that I just started posting it, reposting it and stuff like that, 'cause so many people were on there reposting it and sharing it and really investing in let's find her. And I was like, yes. Yes, this is how it's supposed to be.
But it's not always like that, considering
It's not. It's
what
not.
how many women are still missing today. But had it not been for this, like for it going viral the way that it did, like it seems to me like the Hoover Police Department, they were doing their job. Now, please, y'all don't jump on me for this. I feel like they were on it because they were on the scene within 5 minutes or so. But I suspect, and this could be me, my new sense of jadedness in life, that had she not said there was a baby in a potato, as you said, a pamper on the side of the road, I'm not sure they would have moved so fast because realistically, there you have to wait a 48-hour period before you can file a missing persons report, right? That's how it is right now. But had she not said that, they wouldn't have been on it the way that they were. And they were on it, okay? So within 5 minutes, they're on the scene and their investigate starts. They're pulling, you know, traffic cameras. They've gotten the FBI and CIA, all these people, all these different organizations, law enforcement organizations involved. So they moved very, very fast. So yeah, they did their jobs. But I think had she not said that there was a baby on the side of the road and happened to be a Caucasian baby on the side of the road in a diaper, I'm not sure that they would have moved so fast. Or maybe any baby. Maybe that's my jadedness coming through. Is jadedness work? I don't know. But it is now.
In this moment,
Is this
we gonna let you have it, girl. Go ahead, express yourself.
But had she not done that, if this was a true story, had she really been kidnapped, she may have very well been on that list of women who are still missing. So kudos to the police department. They were on their business, but there is not enough attention paid to when Black women, yes, but all people when they go missing. Okay. If you have to wait 48 hours before you can even file a missing persons report, that says a lot on why it takes so long for a missing persons case to either be solved or in how many instances are just never solved because you have that waiting period. So yeah, so as it stands right now, it seems that from the facts that the police have pulled together that, you know, she was doing searches on her phone. Lord have mercy. Bus tickets. She's pulling up info on that movie Taken. She's put on her searches. The things that she had on her searches were very suspicious. That could allude to the fact that she was planning this for herself. And that's what it seems like.
It does seem that she was very well prepared, that this was definitely premeditated. But I would like to go back to something that you had spoke on earlier about the waiting period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I know this kind of sucks, but just hear me out. Okay. And, you know, I've had experience in law enforcement. The reason why they do have that waiting period for adults, let's be clear, when it comes to children, they don't make you wait that period. Unless they never make you wait that period for kids. They move a lot faster when it's younger people. But when it's an adult, reason why they make you wait that waiting period is because, sometimes you report people missing and they're not missing. And so they have, like you said, started all of these resources, right? Missing person, and the person just needed a minute. And that has happened so many times. So that's why they put this in place. So I don't want it to just be like, oh, they're putting this in place as, you know, just as a restriction, because there's a reason why it's in place. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to defend it. Yeah. I think it gives people that are truly missing, right? It puts them at a disadvantage, because now this person that is truly missing, whoever took them or wherever they are, whoever may have harmed them or whatever, they had a whole 24 to 48 hours head start. So I do realize that it can be a disadvantage. I do. But there is a reason behind it. You know, I'm not taking up for law enforcement or how things are, but when things are in place, it usually is because it's had a pattern, or these things have happened before. And that's the messed up part, is that, especially just like even in this situation. So now, because of this person or group of people, now we're not moving as fast. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, that's that saying where one person or one group of people can ruin it for everybody. So now there's a 24 to 48 hours that you have to wait. And I think that's what pisses me off so much about this here situation with Carly Russell, is that you have women, Black women, that never even, like, you don't even know that they're missing. You don't even know, we didn't even know how many it was until you started putting in the footwork and the research. So there are women and children of color that have been missing, and you never hear about them.
Not nationwide, for sure.
Not nationwide, right?
Yeah.
And the one time people are moving, you out here playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's disturbing. Like, I dare you. Why? When it's already a group of people that's not being taken serious, why would you do that? How disrespectful to these women of color that are really missing.
Mm-hmm. When we first started, I was pulling in some numbers from the NAACP on those statistics, and I found on robinkelly.house.gov, I found an article on her website that speaks to some more current numbers. So in 2020 specifically, 268,884 women were reported missing. This is according to the National Crime Information Center, with nearly 100,000 of those being Black women and girls. That's more than a third, okay? So Black women made up more than one third of all missing women reported in 2020. And we can't, you know, we're not always talking about race, but we can't ignore that race plays a factor on how things are addressed. That's why it was so surprising that everyone was on it. And I want to say this again, had it been her on the side of the road acting like she'd been kidnapped by herself, I don't know if they would have moved so fast, right? Because there's that, whatever, that time period. But had, once she brought in this baby on the side of the road, and it's just so fucking horrendous, because there's real people that go missing, and here she is, so there's a baby on the side of the road.
Hey, you out here playing.
But there was a study done in 2016, and again, this is on Robin Kelly's website. The study called Missing White Woman Syndrome, where this is a legal scholar, Zach Summers, found that when Black people are missing, the media cover them with fewer stories in comparison to other demographic groups. All the women that we were talking about earlier, did you hear about them? Because I didn't. It wasn't until we were researching this for this episode that we were able to find some of these names. I didn't know about any of them until we started doing the research, right? Mm-hmm. So if that's not a great example of media coverage when it comes to missing Black women, think about that Gabby Petito. That went viral pretty quickly. And it's unfortunate for her family, what the outcome. Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. And social media played a big part in that, too.
Right.
It absolutely did. It did. It so did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Sorry. Filled me with so much, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know this girl. I didn't know her. But just her family having to deal with this. I don't care what race she is. Like,
right.
I can't imagine. But this was a real story. And she, you know, her family is forever changed by it. But this girl. Well, her
child.
This girl.
Don't hold back.
Shut up. Okay, I'm not making this up. The police found the searches on her phone. They saw on, when they reviewed the security footage from her place of employment, she's taking a robe and toilet tissue, which is kind of showing that premeditation thing.
Absolutely.
Buying crackers and shit at Target. Well, the funny thing is, I couldn't understand why she didn't take her tzatzikis with her, because if there's anything I'm going to take with me on the run, it would be, okay? But that's maybe she felt it would be more fucking believable if she left the tzatzikis behind. I don't know.
Probably.
Facts. Had it not been for social media, probably wouldn't have made the nationwide attention that it did. And now this chick and her family's about to have egg on their face, because the fact of the matter is, well, except for her boyfriend, the family is holding the lie. It's like she took this, she lied about it, and her family's holding it down. Or her parents are holding it down. Which.
Disgusting.
Since when is it not okay? Since when was that okay? If your kid is fucking up, you're not supposed to tell them? Oh, dude, you fucking up. Do you not say it?
Accountability, maybe?
Yeah, because even her boyfriend was on it too. Like, oh, she was fighting for her life. Oh, mentally and physically. Fast forward a week, he's scrubbing his whole social media. It was the Daily Dot, right? He's scrubbing his whole social media. The Carly who? So, That's for her boyfriend, okay?
Wow.
But even he's like, man, the math ain't mathing. Something's not adding up. He's trying to back out gracefully because he recognizes something is going on here. But her parents, what?
They're definitely... I'm sorry, because this is not funny. As a matter of fact, when we talked about it, me and you, I was furious. And I don't know if it even comes off when I was talking earlier, but her parents, just hear me out. I'm pretty sure her parents really did wholeheartedly try to provide and give her a life that is better than most. But when you know that your child is wrong, when do you take a step back and actually take some accountability, or make your child take responsibility for their actions? When do you say, hey, look, kid, you are messed up. And I definitely believe in rocking for your kid. Don't misunderstand me. Don't get me wrong. But when you really are rocking for your kid, you pull your kid to the side and you're like, hey, listen, cut this out. Cut this out. Stop it. Because we all know now. The whole world knows now.
Everybody knows.
Everybody. Everybody. Everybody.
Ooh.
So at this point, it's time to say, hey, let's wrap this up. Instead of continuing with the BS. I'm just saying. Like, even when I'll take me, for example. You know, I'm coming because you my kid. So I'm coming. We gonna ride this thing out together. But if you wrong, you still wrong. I'm still going to let you know, hey, you know what? I'm here and I got your back. But what was this? But I'm not really feeling that from her parents at all. I'm feeling from her parents like, what is the word that I'm really trying to find here? I'm feeling from her parents a level of, we got to keep this going. We got to keep this lie going because we don't want to be embarrassed. Baby, it's too late.
Well.
Hey, listen. As a matter of fact, you embarrassing yourselves more,
mm-hmm.
if anything, at this point. You know, we all have made mistakes. Just because my level of mistake might not have been your level of mistake, okay. And the only reason why I'm so angry with this one is because of the circumstances and because those staggering numbers of real Black women and children that are really missing, that we never hear about. We don't even know about them. Never seen them in the news media. Never see them on social media. When I read that was a 3-year-old.
Yeah. That was hard.
Did you say 3?
Oh. Yeah.
So... it does. That part makes me angry. But then to be wrong, and then we're not going to take accountability.
Yeah.
That's what even adds, what did I say, fuel to the fire?
Fuel to the anger.
Right? So now I'm already mad. I'm already perplexed and disturbed by this choice right here that you made. Okay, we all undone some, you know, not so wise stuff, you know, maybe not to this magnitude. Okay, all right. And probably, and I think me and you discussed this as well, though, Tanya, like, I'm pretty sure she probably wasn't even expecting it. It could have very well been a situation where, like we talked about earlier, when Black women go missing, it's not a priority. It's not. And it's sad to say it. And I get afraid just speaking that. Okay. But that's what it is. And so when Black women go missing, she might have in her mind been thinking, oh, well, I'm just a Black woman missing. So ain't nobody really going to place no emphasis on this right here.
Right? You're really covering up. How the hell? Okay. I have so many thoughts, right?
Go ahead.
That when it came to this, to her parents, like, okay, you sitting here holding this lie because you don't know if you got egg on your face. But like you said, that's too late for that, honey. And now you're more stupid because you still holding down what everyone else in the world is like, yeah, y'all lying. So either y'all or she's by herself and you're covering it up. So that's one piece of it.
Right.
But I feel, and when we were going over the whole topic earlier, I genuinely feel that this has been a pattern for her. And I genuinely feel like her parents have not held her accountable to her actions, because I don't think that you wake up one day and just pull out a whopper of a fucking lie like this. Mm-hmm. And this is your first time ever in life. I believe, and this is my speculation, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a professional, I know nothing except for my two cents says that this ain't the first time. Probably been doing shit like this for a while, but this is the only time that it made national attention. And all of these years that she's been walking around doing this shit, she's probably been doing it since she was a teenager, pulling out whoppers of a lie. Everyone's like, oh, I gotta believe my baby. But y'all know when your kid is lying at this point, okay? You birth them. And if you don't, you're paying attention to all they're doing, right?
Right.
So that says to me that there is this whole history of it. And in all these years that she's been doing dumb shit, her parents haven't been holding her accountable for what she's doing. There's a there's a consequence to poor choices, whether it's a big or a small one. And there's going to be a big one for her, I believe. And they ain't going to come from her parents. And that's where the shame, like, I'm like, I feel bad for her because you didn't learn up until this point that there's going to be a consequence. And it's sad that it's not coming from her parents or hasn't come from her parents in all the years that she's been on this earth. Because I believe there will be a consequence, but an illegal consequence. When you consider all the resources that went into helping to find her when she just pops out the fucking woods, conveniently right near her house.
Right. Like, how convenient is it that, wait a minute, wait. So all you had to do was run to through some bushes and you wind up right there on your street? I mean, you must have didn't pay attention in that movie in Taken that you was doing your research with.
Fair enough.
Right? Obviously, you did not do your research, boo, because that's not how that works. I mean, like I said, I did, and I think we both did, have thoughts about it, but we wanted to try to give this young lady the benefit of the doubt, right?
I did. And remember how we were saying, well, maybe she had a mental health crisis, because that's a thing. People have, you know, a mental health crisis and not know where they are, because that's actually the right age, right? Into your late teenage years, going into 24, 25 years old, that's kind of about the right age for someone who's younger, a younger adult or younger person to experience their first mental health crisis. Like, mental health is a thing and there's no judgment from it, okay, people? So please don't misunderstand this, but people suffer from mental health issues all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not as uncommon as people think. It's more common than people think. And it's okay. That's what therapy is for, right? But that's what we were saying. We were kind of like, well, maybe she's having a mental health crisis and maybe she could have been high and maybe she just kind of spazzed out. And here she goes blaming some orange-haired trucker and his what do you call that? There was a woman there.
His co-pilot was a woman. I'm sorry, did I say co-pilot? I'm so sorry. But yeah.
And they got me in a hotel room, and oh, I ran, I got free, and they didn't want to leave any marks on me, so they didn't tie me up, and I got free and ran to the bushes. And how?
And,
wow!
And they gave me $170 in my socks. I'm sorry, it's not.
Recording on your phone before this all went down.
Right. Right.
As much, you know, I don't know. I was about to say something real stupid about the fact that she threw her wig down in the car. I'm like, as much as those things cost,
leave that shit in the car. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you driving around in a Mercedes boo, I know that wig had to be. I hope it was. I hope you're not. I hope you're not. Walking around, I hope you're not driving a Mercedes, driving a with a $20 wig on. You driving? Wait, what? Right. I don't believe that. Right. That's a bill, boo. That's a bill. Why are you out here playing with the wig? Why?
Like they just give me that wig. <Thank you. laughs>
Maybe in her mind it's kind of like the tzatzikis. Like this makes it more believable because ain't no woman leaving their wig. I don't care what ethnicity you are. Ain't no woman.
I pay for this shit.
It's going with me. My hair is going.
Oh man.
With me.
Like it is to a degree.
Look,
because when you concocted this fucking plan, did you think anyone who knows any woman would be like, you threw your wig down? You getting kidnapped? Are you trying to throw a wig down in the car? And your Apple Watch too? They will like take off all your shit? Your wig too?
Well, you know.
If they were trying to rob her, give me all your shit. But then they leave it behind?
Well,
just cost $200 up, depending on which one you want to get. $400.
Yeah, but to be honest, if I'm being real now, the Apple Watch, that made absolute sense to me. Looking at it from a, you know, from an investigative point of view, yeah, you want to leave stuff like that because, you know, people can use that to kind of track you, so to speak. So I could see that. That made sense to me. And that actually probably even kind of made it even believable, right? Or more believable, right? Because these are things that if somebody is kidnapping you, they're not going to want you to have any type of electronics that could pinpoint your whereabout or give you a way to contact for help. Uh-huh. So that's believable. Absolutely. Even the wig to a degree could be believable. Yeah, let me tell you why. And I'm fighting. No, just hear me out.
Okay.
Just hear me out. If I'm fighting for my life, literally, like if someone is trying to kidnap me, right? I am not thinking about hair, weave, nails, lashes, eyebrows, makeup. I ain't think about none of those things. You can take the wig. You understand what I'm trying to say? So the wig could be believable. It could very well be believable because I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I could see that. If I'm fighting, you might even find, like if I have braids in, you might find a couple of them missing because I'm going to put up a fight. So the wig is believable. I guess it would depend on how the wig was found. If I find a wig and it's left behind or it's disheveled, I'm like, yeah, this is possible right here.
You're right.
That's in my mind, right? Because I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Because if somebody is trying to take me unwillingly, that I'm throwing down here. So wig or hair might be lost. Hey, you might find my real hair out there on the side of the damn road because I'm fighting.
Well, you're right. Out on the side of the vehicle. It wasn't in the car.
It was where?
It was not in the car.
It was not in the car. See? So I could see that. I could see that. But that is believable for me. But I tell you what's not believable. And this is what me and you discussed previously, right? I tell you what's not. Is that a bathrobe? Mm. Toiletries?
Mm-hmm. Crackers.
Crackers?
It was cheese, wasn't it?
Cheese crackers. Cheese crackers. you know what?
We're not saying that word.
We're not going to say the name of the cheese crackers, but I actually, you know, the disrespect, because I like those. I really, mm-hmm. I like those. Those are my go-to, as a matter of fact. Oh, that's a relatable thing to need. I could understand that.
Damn cheeses. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take some of these. I leave the tzatzikis. But oh. These right here, they coming. These right here going to come.
Like, seriously, I would have taken the tzatzikis too. I'm like, well, I got to eat.
You can't take that. No, you can't take that. You can't take that. She's like, wait a minute. She gone and her food that she just picked up gone? No.
I mean, save your money. She could have just saved her money and went to McDonald's. I'm just saying.
Like, if you're going to leave a meal behind.
A whole, like, a good one, too. It seems so, like. When I was listening to that 911 call, I was like, she's not, what? Okay. You listen to it, I listen to it. Here's what I know. Mm-hmm. If I saw some mess like that, like a baby on the side of the road, I don't want to say I would have been near hysterical, because I feel like there's times when there could be a crisis, I may get real calm, because I'm like, okay. And you've saw, like, I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I'll be like, okay, I'll start thinking, okay. Mm-hmm. Like when somebody got hit in their face, I was like, okay, did she lose consciousness? Remember? I was like, okay, you cannot freak out. Do you remember with the pool? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I need to start asking some questions. Like, I was really calm, and it wasn't because inside I was like, oh my God. But she's like, I feel like if there was a baby on the side of the road, yes, you would have to be calm. But there would be this underlying sense of urgency in your tone, right? Because you don't want to scare this baby going on to the freeway now.
Okay, okay, okay. So okay, let's talk about it.
But there would be a sense of urgency. And she, in that call, I didn't get that sense of urgency.
Wait. Not even just the sense of urgency, but I'm going to tell you something else that didn't make sense. And we talked about this. You know what didn't make sense? I'm going to tell you, if you see a baby in a pamper on the side of any road.
A busy ass highway.
But a busy ass highway. Wait a minute. You're not out your car with the baby? You're sitting in your car. Remember now, this is, you know, it's not anything made up. This is like, you can listen to it for yourself, right? Okay. And so you... But did the 911 operator even ask her?
Are you
with the baby? No, I'm not with the baby, but I can see the baby. Like, now listen. Now, hold on. And I'm not just saying me as a mother or as a woman, because I think even a man or anybody that sees a baby on the side of the road, you mean to tell me this baby's on the side of the road with a pamper and we just going to stare at it?
Right.
Like, it's a thing that belongs in nature. We're just gonna observe this.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stare at this baby
inside. I'm just gonna stare at the baby.
Yeah.
And watch the baby walk around on the side of this busy highway. I'm not gonna get out. I'm not even trying to be funny, but even listen, let's be real. Even domesticated or non-domesticated animals probably wouldn't even just be looking at it, right? Oh. They'll be trying to go observe. If it, check this. So what is this out here on the side of the road? What I'm trying to say? Or is it just me?
No. Like, yes, no, I agree 100%. And it's kind of like, why were you the only person to see this? The only person? Like, I told you that time when me and our other sister was driving down the road and I saw a whole sheep with the wool on it and everything. And I was like, did you just see that? And my sister's like, yeah. Okay. So And we were doing it. We all kind of have to suffer from this thing called lead foot, right? We all do. And we were moving down that highway. And I was like, did you see that? But it was a sheep, okay? So we were. But out of all, and that, by the way, was like more of the rural highway areas coming from where we were coming. But that was she was on a really busy highway. So all of those people, and you could see the cars and the camera footage that they pulled. None of y'all saw this baby? Only you? Only you.
Right.
How's that? How's that possible?
Not only are you the only one that sees this baby, but let's talk about what was said in the news conference. Let's talk about this for a minute.
Oh, and what was
this? Let's talk about it. Okay. So she had went how many football fields still looking at this baby? Mm-hmm. How many football fields did they say she went?
Six.
Six. Okay. So you went six football fields still looking at this baby. Look, this is a fast ass moving baby right here. This baby right here. Like when we rescue this baby right here.
Future Heisman winner right there.
I'm just saying. Every sport there is. Get him right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it was also interesting on the things that they held back when they went through like all of her, and like I have the video in front of me, and I want to play it because it's, you know, it's a long video. It's a whole press conference from the the update, and there were things that they held back, and they're like, there's some other things and stuff that she was researching that we can't speak to just out of protection for her privacy. And I'm like, hold up, I get it, which means that whatever they were holding back must be some sort of health related things, because that, like, wouldn't, I think that still would fall under like HIPAA laws and stuff like that. You can't disclose someone's personal medical information. Yeah. So I think that's probably why they held it back. But they kind of alluded to some other stuff, and I was like, wow, y'all sneaky, because you're giving us some clues without giving us some clues.
okay.
Because there could be 100% other things that's going on that they cannot speak to because of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So even with that being said, just hear me out. Again, being in law enforcement, for the period that I was in law enforcement, I'm almost willing to guarantee, and you know, we talked about this before, they had already knew all of that. Think about it. Someone goes missing. Right. What's the first thing we're doing? We're tracking from the time they was last seen until the time they was taken. There's not a doubt in my mind that before she even walked. No, wait, she said she came through the woods. Before she turned up on her street, they already knew. They wasn't making it public. Because whenever there's an investigation, whenever they have information, they don't release everything they know. Because that will hurt their investigation. Right? So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, they already knew it was some BS. I'm pretty sure by this time, they already knew it was some BSS. They probably already pulled the video footage from her job. You understand what I'm trying to say? They have already viewed this footage that came from the highway. So they knew. Oh, I don't care what they knew. I promise you, without a shadow of a doubt, in my mind, they knew, and they was just waiting to see, okay, now how this gonna go?
You know what was another clue on that? It was in what they were not saying. Because if they thought it was a valid claim, they would have been a little bit more public in cautioning other people traveling along that highway. Because that's, you know, that could affect any woman traveling alone on the highway or any person realistically. So the fact that they weren't speaking to the fact, to that part of it, like, this is, you know, I forget, an advisory, you know, they weren't doing any of that. They weren't cautioning anyone traveling on that highway that this was could potentially be a problem. So it was what they weren't saying that was the bigger clue. Like, hold up.
That is so true, because you made me think about that. Do you remember that time? This was some years ago, T, so I don't know if you remember, but do you remember that time when they had them clowns that was really coming out and snatching them kids or coming out and doing something to the kids? Do you remember that? It was some years ago. It was literally people that was dressed as clowns and they was terrifying these kids. And it was like a whole announcement about it, like all on the news. Hey, you know, clowns, be aware that this is really happening. But you are so right. They never said, hey, be aware that, you know, if you see something on the side of the road, don't stop, because we've had, you're right. They never said that. Not one time did they do a public warning like, hey, careful. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like that's a public, like that's, you'd be doing the public a service if you came out and said, look, this is an unsafe area to be traveling.
Right.
So they never said that part. And, you know, a lot of the folks on social media, that's what they were saying. That was coming from them. Like, why are you not cautioning the public? And I remember saying, oh, yeah. Why aren't they cautioning the public about this? Something is not adding up. So a lot of people have had that same question. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, why aren't you making that public? But I'm like, there's a reason. And you're right. They probably knew ahead of time. They were probably back at that, searching her phone and looking at the last places that she was. And we had camera footage. I don't know. But someone putting a robe and toilet tissue in a car. Like, you stealing toilet paper from your job?
Right.
I don't. But I know people who do. I have known people who do that.
Like, so, hey, you can't, the dollar store. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm like, oh man, I can't say that really, but I've never done that, but I know people who
it's not funny. It's not. But I literally did work somewhere where it got to the point where I don't want to be rude, so I want to make sure I say it right, but the janitorial service had literally put up a whole, can y'all please stop taking the toilet tissue? If you need toilet tissue, please come ask us. If I'm lying, I'm flying.
Lord.
I promise I'm not. And I really don't even want to say what place of business, but we'll talk about that. But I promise you, they actually put a whole little sign up and was like, please stop stealing the toilet paper.
It's kind of like, well, you can probably tell she wasn't hurting for money. Like, she could. I mean, driving Mercedes.
Right. Right.
It seems like maybe it's the perception that anyone would be given if you're driving around in a very fancy car. Like, you must be living a really good life driving a Mercedes. Right. So it's striking to me that here you are, you seem to have been given a really good life, and your parents seem to, I would imagine they worked really hard. Not many 25-year-olds own a Mercedes or drive a Mercedes. It takes some grown folks in their 40s and they still ain't driving I'm still not driving a Mercedes, and I'm how old? So you seem to be living a really good life and your parents are giving you that life.
Right.
Why would you need to do this? What is wrong what's going on in your life or in your soul that you need to create this attention or you need this attention? I feel like, to a degree, like maybe she was trying to cover some other shit up. And she pulled this to cover some other lie that she, you know what I mean? Like, there's something else going on that you would have to resort to this. Why would you do that? Like, there has to be something wrong with you. Maybe she is suffering from mental illness at some point. Affluenza?
Hey, it worked for Ethan.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No. Hey, it worked for him.
And he killed people, okay? And it worked for him. And the only reason why he landed his ass in jail is because he fled to fucking Mexico afterwards. Like, this is for any parent, whether I don't care what you are, okay, or where you are in your financial status, you better start teaching your kids some accountability. Otherwise, your kids are going to be like Mr. Ethan Couch out of Texas, suffering from affluenza that he gets off on a whole charge because he was drinking under the influence and killed 4 people. He gets off. He gets probation. Okay? So if y'all don't start holding your kids accountable for their poor decisions now, that's what you're going to end up with. An affluenza child. Okay?
Okay. Okay. But listen, you hear me? Just hear this out for a minute. What consequences?
He didn't have any. Well, that's what the judge said.
That's my point. That's my point.
What? Let me pull this up because I was. What did the? Let me get this up because you. I can't like. Hang on.
That's my point. That's my point right there. What consequences did he ever face?
Oh, he eventually did because he went to Mexico, and that was the only reason why. And are you going to hear me scrolling through this? Oh, he hit and killed 4 people. He was driving at 70 miles per hour with a blood alcohol content of 0.4%, which is 3 times the legal limit for an adult. Okay? And that's what his... Let me see here. The psychologist. Oh, Lord. The psychologist who testified on his behalf. So this was his legal team pulling this shit, okay? Because the psychologist who testified on his behalf, he stated that the teen had what was called affluenza, okay? Affluenza, okay? And it's a psychological condition that caused wealthy young people to lack feelings of guilt and the ability to tell right from wrong.
Mm. Well.
How about that?
How about that? But this is what I'm going to say. You ready for this?
Mm.
Okay. You can diagnose it with whatever you want to diagnose it with.
Sounds like bullshit? Affluenza? It
sounds like some BS, right? It sounds like some BS. And I assure you, I can almost guarantee they can diagnose this young lady with whatever the heck they want to diagnose her with. But she gonna do some time, and rightfully so. Not only do I feel like she deserves time, but I really, you know, help me, because you know I'm a big advocate for women. I'm a big advocate for Black women. But her right here, make an example out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say make an example out of her is because exactly what we said earlier. We have thousands out here that ain't even never heard of. Give them their darn respect. I dare you.
Yeah.
Give her what she deserves.
I fully believe there will be a legal recourse. I think that they're being wise to make sure they're pulling all these facts together, because this was in what, Alabama? Oof. Right? It was in Alabama. Am I getting my? Is this right? I believe so.
So let's take it back some, because she's not. Unless, because I don't want to make it seem like she's the only one that has ever done such a thing. Because she's definitely not, right? Yep. What's the guy's name? What's the guy's name? We was doing the research. What's the guy's name? What's his name again?
The actor. Girl.
Well, he didn't claim a kidnapping, but he claimed that he was assaulted, a hate crime.
What is his name? Oh my gosh, what is his name? In New York. Oh, Jesse Smollett.
Jesse. That's the one, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. And then like the Sherry Papini, yep. Right? Okay. So she's done this. Like, it's not like it has not been done before. It's not like Shion created something. I just feel like, and this is my opinion, I feel like it hits a little different because of the full dynamics of it. You know what I mean? Like, they gave this lady, the Sherry Panini, right? Panini, if I'm saying that correct, Papanini or whatever. They gave her 18 months. 18 months. Right? Because she had pulled all of these resources, FBI, everybody, and it was a lot.
Hang on. So circling back, I had to Google. I was like, did he get any time? So
did he?
Sentenced to 30 months of felony probation, including 150 days in jail with a hefty fine, restitution of $120,000, and a $25,000 fine for making false reports. That's it?
Wow.
I mean, he's an actor. He had a little bit more coin in his pockets, it would seem, but I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Right.
Running around in fancy cars. Right. Y'all should be fine paying whatever fines come your way, because I do believe that there will be a legal recourse. I just, like, it's in Alabama, and I'm like, I don't know how that's going to look. Considering, gosh, it's a shame.
Considering the region, is that what you want to say? You're just trying to hold back, considering where it's at, right?
It has the death penalty, and they just recently started doing executions again, if I'm not mistaken. I'm almost sure I read that. Let me see. Okay.
We do have the right place, though. Correct. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they stopped doing it. I forgot why they stopped doing it. There was something that had happened that made them stop. But then they just started doing it this week. Oh, they were cleared. Yep, in Forbes. Okay, so cleared for... They had... Oh, here we go. Yep.
Yep, that's what I was... Yep.
Yep. Updated July 20th. So this is an article from July 20th. That Alabama was cleared for their first lethal injection after months-long pause for botched executions. Okay. I was like, wait, remember when they had to pause because some things went wrong. But okay. So I suffice to say, this state don't play. Okay. Yep. So then, of course, what that's going to look like for her, it's a shame that the recourse has to come from, there's a legal ramification, but had your parents and you're behind, gotten your shit together well before this moment, you wouldn't be sitting here today. And we wouldn't be sitting here talking about your ass on this podcast, okay?
Right. Right.
That's how I feel about that.
And I'm definitely in agreement with that. I feel like everybody, I don't know if you could hear that, but I feel like everybody.
Yeah, I mean, there's real women missing.
Right.
Real women are really missing. And you want to fucking play about it? This ain't a game. It ain't a game for the people who are actually lost their family members, or they have no closure because they just don't know what happened. This ain't a game, dummy.
Right.
Her condition is called stupidness. I don't know. I'm trying to make up a fucking word because it's hard. Like, there's real people who are missing, and their families are just waiting.
And it's hurtful. It's hurtful because, and maybe I look at it so harshly and different because I am a woman of color, and I feel like, wow, that's disgraceful. Because if my daughter went missing, if my son went missing, how disrespectful. If I went missing, if you went missing, How disrespectful to all the ones, like you said, that are already out there with no closure. The families that have truly been impacted by such a thing. And you out here crying wolf. You out here got people really on the move for your ass. Women of every nationality was like sharing and putting it out there, and men alike. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, let's find this. We're tired of this. We had enough of this. We're tired of these Black women and children going and going missing. We're tired of it. And I remember being so touched by the way the social media was handling it. And I remember thinking, if anything ever happens to me or my child or my family member or somebody that's close to me, I hope to God this is how people move. And these people move for you. And you want some damn bullshit. And I don't know if you can hear it. You are despicable. I know it was a mistake and you're forgiven, but you deserve every consequence you get. And I don't feel bad about it.
I agree 100%. And it's sad because this is the first case that I can remember that of a Black woman that, you know, got national attention. The first case that I can remember, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe there were cases before, maybe I was too young, but in my adult life, it's the first case that I can remember that gained national attention. Because, you know, that happened in Alabama. We don't live in Alabama, but there's people all over talking about it. This, what she did, because it was a whole lie, it will make people think twice before they start sharing about missing women or other legit missing Black women. Because of her dumb self. Like, why would you do this? Do you not understand that they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll take you back. And not just missing Black women, missing people, period. Already at a disadvantage, but I feel like minorities. I feel like, and we talked about this before before we started recording, we definitely talked about this, like, it's always a difference whether we're willing to look at it or not. And that's why I was so moved, because when people start realizing, you know, it's a difference here. Mm-hmm. It's a difference here, and we're tired and we're going to do something about it. And I remember the first post that I seen came from a Caucasian lady, and I think I shared the link and I reposted it, but I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Let's find this girl. Let's put this out here.
It's kind of weird that, like, it seems like there's also a huge number or large number of missing Indigenous women as well. Yes. So we're focusing on the African-American community for the obvious reasons, like we've said before. But like Janine said, it's not just our culture. There are other cultures that are experiencing this similarly, okay? So what she did, it doesn't just affect Black women, okay? For all women who finally said, wow, this is gaining national attention, maybe there will be more hope for all of the other people that are missing. But you took that away from so many people, because now everyone is going to think twice before they share that story. Like, is this legit? they will think twice before they start sharing things that maybe could help find somebody
quicker, save a life. But what I'm praying, and this is something that I thought about when you were saying that, I thought to myself, I said, I hope that this right here doesn't impact people so much that they lose that same momentum. Like, don't allow this to change how we move. Even though it was a false alarm, I pray that if it happens again, because we all know, no, I'm not even going to say if. When it happens again, let's be real. Let's talk about it. When it happens again, that what she did will not impact people so that they won't move. And that's really what I'm in fear of, is exactly what you just said. So I pray on that. Like, you know, sometimes when things happen, it does change how people address things. But I'm praying in my mind that what she did is not going to change the fact that, yo, I see change here. I see that people are moving. They are doing their part to find her. And I pray to God that that does not change just because of her mistake. Just like now we have to wait 24 to 48 hours behind somebody else's mistake. Let's hope that's not the case here. Let's hope.
So what do you think was your biggest takeaway or what you learned from this episode here?
This one is heavy. I didn't really realize how many missing people of color there really were until the research. And it hurt. And then it made me angry. And regardless of the fact that this particular case was a false alarm, it really was not an actual case. I will forever move differently. I don't care. I will, even though this was a false alarm, I will do my part. If I find out it's a false alarm later, like in this case, okay. But I'm not going to let it move me any different. I feel like it has to be known, and it can't be continuously treated like it's not happening.
That's one thing. One of the things I learned was I didn't realize that number was so high. And I didn't realize that the number was so high. That's a large percentage. That's more than a third. That's more like, I want to say 3/8, but that's more than a third of the population. Dude, that was a big takeaway. And it really did kind of reaffirm my thought about accountability. Like, there's always a consequence to your actions. And realizing that someone has gotten through life without recognizing that there will be consequences, like, y'all, don't let guilt hold you back from holding your kids accountable. Because sometimes that's the thing, right? They don't want to hold their kids accountable because it's like, oh, I feel bad about whatever. But you're doing your kids a disservice if they don't understand that part of life. Because he is 25 years old making this huge accusation that wasn't true. And right. If he really reaffirms that that child, I'm calling her child because that's how she's acting, knows no accountability or has known no accountability. It reaffirmed that, yep. That reaffirmed that for me. But you're right. I also, my other takeaway was, okay, like, you know, I'm working on it, Janine, I'm working on it. But when something like this does come across my way on social media, I need to do better about sharing it. Because had it been legit, had she really been missing, like, maybe it would have push to help find, like, if it was a legit thing,
right,
that could have been my small contribution and maybe giving it that nationwide attention. So maybe, you know, she can get her the justice that person would deserve. Like, I think that was a big thing for me. I was like, you know, because I didn't reshare it. I was like, damn, I'm still just getting up my TikTok page up. So I really didn't share it. But that was a big takeaway. I was like, oh, okay, now I see. Okay, now I understand better. Because had it not been for all of these shares here, nobody would never know. Or nationwide, nobody would know.
It definitely hits different.
Yeah.
It hit different regardless of the outcome. Because it definitely made us more aware, you know?
Yeah.
It definitely made us more aware.
I agree. While Carly Russell's story ultimately ended up being a hoax, there are real people missing who went missing and are still missing here. This is not a joke. This is real life that their families and loved ones are experiencing. Please don't be the boy who cried wolf and start spouting lies. Because it's not okay. There are real people suffering today, wondering where their loved ones are, having, like you said, Janine, no closure. And that's not okay. Have some respect for those people and people who are actually missing. Have some respect.
Right.
Oh, girl, I'm still mad. If anyone wants to kind of contribute to this particular story, if you have any insight on why someone might do something like this, send us a message because we would love to have you on. And like, let's talk about it, dive in even deeper. Professionals out there, please, like, we would love it. Maybe we'll do like a part two or something like that, but we thank you for listening. We always appreciate your support.
And your feedback, you know, I made a post about it on TikTok. Like, I do get feedback from listeners who give their opinions, and we don't care, good or bad. We're here for it. That's how we build, and that's how we grow. And so we appreciate that. I really do. We really do. You know.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Peace out.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Alice listeners, it's Tanya from Alice Now Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We wanted to feature a few organizations that help families or loved ones of missing persons. Louth Missing Persons, that's LAUTH, at louthmissingpersons.com. They support families and communities who are affected by the phenomenon of missing persons in the U.S. and throughout the world. In addition to providing diligent missing person services to families in crisis, they're also a dedicated network of support for families by connecting them with best nonprofit organizations and pro bono services available for missing person investigations. We Help the Missing.org at www.wehelpthemissing.org. They are a nonprofit, and they are comprised of a team of private investigators and citizens who selflessly dedicate themselves to locating missing persons, no matter the age. Please also don't forget about the U.S. Department of Justice, www.justice.gov. They also provide helpful links and resources to report a missing person. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and understanding that we do appreciate your support and thank you for allowing us to highlight the issue of missing Black women in this country. It is not to take away from any other woman. Please understand that. But when you look at the percentages and our being such a small number, it makes an impact. Thank you for listening.